Wow, we have a lot of little boys in the house. That's cool. Little boys are awesome. And bigger boys, too. So I have a question for you guys. When you haven't seen, like, your grandparents in a while, do you do anything special when you go to see them? Like, put on nice clothes? Or maybe do your hair really nice? No? What about, when you see them, do they ask you about, like, what you're doing in school? Sometimes. Do they maybe want to see some of the skills that you're learning? Like they want to hear you sing, or they want to see you dance? They want to hear you sing, I bet. So sometimes when we haven't seen people in a while, it's nice to tell them about what we're doing or show them the skills that we've learned and the gifts that we have to share those with them. Like this morning, my grandparents came to church, which was awesome, because then they got to see me. And I'm sure they like to see me share my gifts. So not only grandparents and other people that love us like to know what we're good at and see the things that we're doing with how talented we are, but God likes that too. And actually there's a story in the Old Testament where a man named David, who actually is a king, he finds out that there's this ark that they had built, which is supposed to carry the presence of God, and it wasn't with the Israelites, so he went out to find it. And once he found it, he was bringing it back to the Israelites. And do you know what he was doing in front of the ark while he was bringing it back to them? Anyone? He was dancing. Can you picture that? A king dancing in front of this big gold box as he, like, walks back to Jerusalem. It seems a little silly, doesn't it?
Embarrassing.
It might be embarrassing. I'm keeping you around. You set up my sermons perfect. So there are sometimes when the things that we do, the gifts that we have, we don't like to do them in public because it seems embarrassing. But this man, David, was actually dancing before God because he knew that it would be pleasing to God. And he couldn't help himself. He was so excited that God was coming back to Jerusalem that he started dancing, which might be embarrassing, but it's also very great. Sometimes, even if it's embarrassing, it is in praise of God, and we should do it anyway. So as we go to Sunday school and as we go out into the week, I think it should be important that we remember that God likes to use our gifts and see the gifts that we have. So if we're good at singing, or we're good at being a friend, or we're good at reading, we should do all those things to honor God and talk to our friends. So I'm going to pray for us, and then you can go to Sunday school. Okay? Here we go. Dear God, thank you for blessing us with many talents and gifts. We ask that you help us to show others our giftedness so that they might know how wonderful you are. We hope that you will guide us in this next week to shine your light and share it with all of our friends. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.